Hey, welcome to Coffee and Devotions this Friday morning. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. That's right. And this morning we are at Psalm 20. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee or tea, and we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your word. Please bless us now as we read it. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you guys ready? All right, Psalm 20. You okay? Okay. All right, almost there. Psalm 20. So we'll just read those paragraphs by paragraphs. I'll start, okay? May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary, strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept all your burnt sacrifices. What do you think he's saying there?
May he remember you.
May he remember you when things are going good? Well, yeah, but here it's specific.
Things are going bad.
That's right. May the Lord answer you in your day of
trouble.
Isn't it good to know that God will help us when we're in trouble?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Nathan, can you read 4 and 5?
May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in salvation and in the name of God, of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your
petitions are your, like, you know how we ask God for something and we thank God for things when we pray? That's right. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. What are we going to rejoice in?
God.
Rejoice in what?
Salvation.
Yeah. In whose salvation?
God's
salvation. That's right. Does God hear our prayers? And will he answer them? That's what he's asking for. Deborah, can you read verse 6?
Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with saving strength of his right hand.
Oh, hold on. Who is this talking about?
God.
Well, it's the Lord, right? I know the Lord saves, but who's... What's that? I know the Lord saves who?
His anointed.
His anointed. Do you guys know what that word is, anointed?
It's on a verse.
Oh, it's on your memory verse. That's right. Psalm 2 is talking about Jesus being the king. Do you want to know what the word in Hebrew for anointed is? Messiah. Mm-hmm. What do you think Messiah means? Jesus, that's right, the anointed one of God, the one that God poured oil on and he set in a special place. And so God has anointed Jesus. Do you know what the word Messiah is in Greek?
No.
You ready for it?
No.
Christos.
No.
Christ. No. Jesus, the Messiah, Jesus, the anointed one. God will save Jesus. He will answer him from his holy heaven. With the saving strength of his right hand, did God leave Jesus in the grave?
Nope.
What did he do?
He raised him up from the dead.
That's right. Here we go. So some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of Yahweh our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Who do we trust? Who do we remember?
God and Jesus.
That's right. Nathan, can you read the last verse?
Save, Lord, may the King answer us when we call.
All right. What do you guys think we should do in response to this?
Let God be our strength.
Let God be our strength. Good. What about you, Dan?
God be our shield.
God be our shield. Okay, Deborah, what do you think?
Trust in God alone.
Trusting God alone.
And I think him guide.
You think he what? You think God what?
Because God is the Lord.
You think God is kind?
No. No, Christ.
him, Jesus cried?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus did cry when he was when his friend died, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? When we're crying and we find trouble, what name can we remember?
God.
That's right. And what can we do when we're in trouble?
Pray, God.
That's right. We can pray, save us, Lord. Wonderful. Well, why don't we go ahead and pray this morning? Father, we do remember you, for you have saved us from our sins. We remember your great name. We thank you that you did not abandon your anointed one to the grave. Lord, we pray that you would apply these words to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you today. May you remember the name of the Lord. May you call upon his name and be saved. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Can you say bye?
Bye.
Bye. See ya.